This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The whole country is run by Big Pharma. The lawmakers are prostitutes for the drug companies. The media is funded by the drug companies.
The Health Ranger Report.
The whole system exists to do nothing other than push more drugs to more people and keep people sick so that they have repeat business. That's it.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I don't know about you, but I'm really struck by how weak-minded people have become in America today. Not everybody, obviously. There are some very strong-willed, determined, self-reliant individuals, and hats off to all of those people who might be listening. But as far as the culture in general, it's become so weak and, you know, just such a snowflake kind of culture. And what's interesting is America was, at least as we know it today, was founded by immigrants. That's true, but immigrants who were willing to work, immigrants who got on boats and would spend weeks on a boat to get across the Atlantic to come to America, usually with nothing other than the clothes on their back. And they would work and they would innovate. They started small businesses and they used their labor and their intellect and they survived. And then there were pioneers who went west and settled the country and founded cities and towns and created things with their bare hands or their ingenuity or a combination. The country that we have today, however, what we see across especially left-wing culture is a kind of a real psychological weakness where everybody wants to play the victim. You know, the whole left, the political left, is a victim cult where everybody's a different kind of victim. You could be a victim because of your skin color or a victim because of your gender or a victim because of your religion or country of origin or what have you. Instead of being winners and achievers, everybody on the left wants to play a victim. It seems, anyway. I guess it's not everybody, but it seems like it's so many people just want to be victims. And, you know, I keep thinking the things that made America great in the first place, the willingness to work, the self-determination, the courage to go forth and you know, travel west and engage in adventure and discovery. These traits are what made America great in the first place. And if we could promote those traits more through school experiences or, you know, public education that wasn't just dumbed down government indoctrination, then I think we could keep America great again for a very long period of time. But the culture has become so weak, it's just really quite sad. So, I mean, kids today, they don't even walk home from the bus stop. The school bus drops them off, and then they don't even walk home from the bus stop. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to ride my bike to school or walk to school. I walked to elementary school for years, walked to school every day. And it wasn't right next door. You know, it took a while. I don't know. It took 20 or 30 minutes to walk to school. And then when I was in high school, I would ride my bike to school quite a lot. And that probably took 15 or 20 minutes as well on a bike, really, really cruising pretty high speed on a 10-speed bike. And today, it's like parents don't allow their kids to go outside. They're afraid of the sun. They're afraid of nature. They're afraid of children being on the street. And then lawmakers and sometimes police in communities, they'll arrest parents for letting their kids play in the park by themselves. You know, unsupervised outdoor entertainment or whatever, recreational activities by children are now frowned upon in our society. Why is that? It's like society has become weak. Nothing makes children stronger than being able to explore the great outdoors, to be able to go out into the wilderness. You know, we're talking Boy Scout stuff here. You go out, you hike around, you make a fire, you read a compass, you cross a river on a log, whatever it takes. You build a shelter, you know? You cook a meal by boiling water and putting noodles in it. These are, I mean, it sounds silly, but these are very important skills that are now lacking in our culture, where we as a country have become so weak and dumbed down and so victimized. It's like kids today, they think a hard day is a day that they suffered a microaggression trigger event because somebody wrote the word Trump in chalk on the sidewalk, and that was psychologically traumatizing to them, and they think that's a difficult day. Really, that's how weak they are. Now, look, I don't care what you think about Trump. What I'm saying is that it's the psychological weakness that has become the culture. It's become a culture of, in many ways, pansies, and it's like, that's not who we are, as Obama likes to say. That's not who we are. We are not pansies. Americans are strong. Americans are determined. Americans, real Americans, have courage. Patriotic Americans. Real Americans are never out of the fight. Real Americans are willing to keep going, to do what it takes to move forward, to defend their nation, defend their community, defend their personal property, defend their families. Real Americans are not afraid to subject themselves to hard work or difficult situations and get things done. And, you know, I got to say, in a sense, I've been blessed with a sense of determination. I think it came in for me personally, by the way, from me running track in high school. I ran track for 4 years, and I didn't have much self-discipline when I went into it, but my coach, who's just an extraordinary individual, really taught me self-discipline and taught me the importance of pushing through a difficulty or adversity. I remember one day, I think I was a junior in high school, and he had given an assignment to all of us, to the entire track team, to do, I don't know how many reps it was, 25 or 30 reps or something, maybe it was only 20, but each rep consisted of running around the quarter mile track and then doing the stadium stairs up and down, up and down, and up and down. So you're doing tons of stairs, which is, of course, burns out, you know, your quads and your hamstrings get worked and your knees get worked and everything. And you're also running around the track. So, you know, a quarter mile each loop plus all the stairs. So if you do 20 of these, you're doing like 5 miles of running plus up and down the stairs. And, you know, it takes a while to do all that. It takes some time. And to this day, I remember that it was only myself and I think one or two other people who actually completed the whole thing. Everybody else went home because the coach, he pretended that he was leaving. He was like, you all do this. I've got something I have to take care of. You all go through and do this exercise. And people, as soon as the coach left, or at least they thought he left, people started peeling away and going home and like, screw this, man. He's not going to know the difference. We're going to go. And it turns out the coach was hiding and watching everybody. And of course, he saw that I and maybe one or two other people were the only people who finished the exercise. And what he learned about us was that we would go to the finish line even when nobody is looking. That we had the determination and we did this for ourselves. We did this because finishing the assignment means something to us. It's not just about perceptions. And I learned so much self-discipline from that, but it's just a small example. I mean, that's easy, running, you know, when you're in high school. That's easy. What's hard is like what our soldiers do. What's hard is being in combat. What's hard is standing up for truth when you're operating in an environment like I'm operating in today, where the media is all lies and defamatory, slanderous information trying to attack you all the time or trying to censor you. You've got evil corporations like Google trying to censor you constantly, or Facebook censoring you, and so on. So I'm actually operating almost in combat mode every single day in terms of journalism, getting the truth out there, being a whistleblower, being someone who's willing to have the determination to tell the truth. Operating inside enemy territory, which is the mainstream media and the left-wing culture, the liberal, weak, pansy, snowflake culture that hates America. But you know what? Doesn't matter to me. And I know there are a lot of great Americans out there who are real patriots like I am, who we're never going to stay silent. We're never going to stop fighting for our country. We're never going to stop telling the truth as journalists, and members of the independent media. We are survivors. We are preppers. We are, in some cases, scientists like myself. We are real Americans. And when we look around and we see the weak pansy snowflakes, we think to ourselves, and I'm sharing this with you publicly, we think to ourselves, those people are not Americans. Those people are whiners and complainers. Those people who hate America and hate the Constitution. They don't belong here. They don't deserve to participate in this democracy that our forefathers fought for and died for so that we could have this freedom and this relatively easy life that most people take for granted. I just wish that more Americans would wake up and realize that you got to keep fighting for what you believe in. You can't lay down and surrender and become weak. If you do, you're going to lose everything. And that's why I keep fighting every single day for what I believe in and sharing the truth and blowing the whistle and exposing the fraud and corruption in medicine and government and everywhere else, because absolutely nothing is going to stop me from pursuing my mission of being a truth teller and, you know, really a spiritual warrior for truth, exhibited through many different layers of society and the way that I operate, which is through journalism and media and science investigations, science papers, teaching people survival skills and so on and so forth. I just thank God that I live in a country where there are still enough of us who are real patriots that we won't let this country go to hell. We're going to stand for America. We're going to defend this nation, and we are not going to be overrun by weak, pathetic snowflakes who are whiners and complainers and losers, frankly, in life. They're just losers in everything. They are not Americans in our view. We are the real Americans, and real Americans stand up and defend their America. So I thank you for listening. You can hear more podcasts at my website, healthrangerreport.com. Check out one of my main websites, newstarget.com. And, I just thank you for listening. Thank you for being a true American and for having the courage and the discipline to make yourself as effective as you can be every day, as I do as well. Thank you and take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.